Here at the Carrara beachfront in southern Gaza Strip, hundreds of children from the age of 6 to the age of 16 are starting to learn how to swim. The learning is organized by a local non-governmental academy for teaching swimming that has been in the business since 1999. Over the past period of an Israeli war against Hamas, the academy has suspended, but recently it has decided to resume its activities with the help of a few other international NGOs within a small-scale project. The Academy's chief told Pacifica that he aims at teaching at least 10,000 children who are traumatized, amputees, and orphans by the end of this summer. Amjad Tantish is the chief for Tantish Academy for Swimming in Gaza.
For this initiative, we all the swimming pools that we were running swimming lessons at during the past year were destroyed by the war. So we had to find a way to create new pools. So we decided to organize safe beach natural pools by basic materials and secure them as child friendly spaces where children can enjoy, resort, and learn swimming lessons freely, peacefully, without a charge. The main target of this initiative is most war-afflicted children who lost close family members, displaced by the sea, injured, and amputated children.
700 children, including girls and boys, are learning how to swim within 10-day training courses at two different locations in Carrara in the central Deir el-Balah town. Hassan Musa is a top trainer with the Tantish Academy.
Right now, our greatest concern is finding the resources we need to continue our work. Our trainers have been volunteering without pay or support since March, and they have families of their own to provide for. We need financial support for our trainers, our administrative staff, and for the children in the program. We also provide meals for the children while they're in training.
Children who receive training on the beachfront are displaced ones whose homes have been destroyed. Many of them had lost close family members during the war. Ramadan Salman is a 13-year-old boy displaced from the northern Gaza town of Beit Lahia. He lives in a tent in the Mawasi coastal area. Ramadan had lost his father, his uncle, his cousin, and his aunt over the war.
Here I learned how to swim and made friends with other boys. It's given me a chance to get my mind off everything and start feeling better again.
Close to where Ramadan and his friends learn swimming, dozens of other girls do the same with the help of female coaches within Tantish Academy. Raghad Dababish is a 13-year-old girl whose family has been displaced multiple times during the war. She is originally from the northern Beit Lahia town, but currently lives in a tent in southern Gaza.
I've learned how to swim. Now I can relax and relieve some of the tension in my muscles. I've also made new friends here, girls I come swimming with regularly. Before this program, I only used to go to my uncle's tent to play with my relatives.
The academy has around 60 male and female coaches. All of them had already learned swimming by the academy itself many years ago. Rukaya Albaba is a 20-year-old female coach.
Yeah, we are trying just to create our imagination, to find something to learn them swimming, but also entertain them, trying to entertain them.
Yes, how do you entertain them finally? How do you entertain
them? By doing, by depending on our imagination, like making a circle shape, circle, like a shape, circle shape, making a flower, beautiful flower, and just playing with water and singing. And something heaviest in here in this is just singing, because we are just improve our not improve, just to refresh ourselves and our energy here.
The war on Gaza, which Israel launched against Hamas back in October 2023, has rendered 22,000 children killed and 15,000 orphans. For the time being, almost half of the population live in sheltered tents in different parts of the enclave. Majority of them are concentrated in the southern coastal Mawasi area of Khan Yunis. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami El-Mighari, in Gaza.